everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
And today we're bringing you a newbie lesson.
That's right.
So we're going to be talking about going to a concert of some sort.
Mm-hmm. And today we have a keyword that is plaza.
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 Okay, that's square.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so plazas are very common in Latin American countries. You always have a plaza and a church.
And also the portales. You know, the portales are the one that, like the arches.
Like the big doorways.
Exactly.
To enter and to exit a city.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Very good. So it's something very common, very beautiful to see in Latin American countries. That's our key word today. So let's listen to this dialogue three times.
Dialogue. First time.
¿Vas al concierto mañana?
¿A cuál?
Al de la banda del pueblo en la plaza.
¿Qué va? Tocan muy mal.
¡Qué mala eres!
Second time.
¿Vas al concierto mañana?
¿A cuál?
Al de la banda del pueblo en la plaza.
¿Qué va? Tocan muy mal.
¡Qué mala eres!
Third time.
¿Vas al concierto mañana?
¿A cuál?
Al de la banda del pueblo en la plaza.
¿Qué va? Tocan muy mal.
¡Qué mala eres!
All right, we're back. So now let's start with a translation line by line.
¿Vas al concierto mañana?
Are you going to the concert tomorrow?
¿Vas al concierto mañana?
Are you going to the concert tomorrow?
¿Vas al concierto mañana? ¿A cuál?
Which one?
¿A cuál?
Which concert?
¿A cuál? Al de la banda del pueblo en la plaza.
To the one of the local band in the plaza.
Al de la banda del pueblo en la plaza.
To the concert of the local band in the plaza.
Al de la banda del pueblo en la plaza. ¿Qué va? Tocan muy mal.
No way. They play awful.
¿Qué va? Tocan muy mal.
No way. They play awful.
¿Qué va? Tocan muy mal. Ja, ja. ¡Qué mala eres!
You're so mean.
¡Qué mala eres!
You're so mean.
¡Qué mala eres! You are mala.
You're mala. You're always mala. You're always teasing me in the
no,
office.
No, I'm not.
All right, so she doesn't like this local band.
No, she doesn't.
It's actually great. I love listening to the music of the local band.
Yeah,
and
me
dancing.
Too. But it depends. You have to be older to appreciate it.
True.
Okay.
Or have enough alcohol to appreciate.
Also.
All right, so now let's start from the beginning. Vas al concierto mañana. Vas.
That's the verb ir.
That's the verb ir, or to go, and it's in the second person singular.
Vas.
Vas.
Yeah, this is a very regular verb, remember.
Followed by this verb vas, we have this contraction al.
Al. Al, it means A plus E-L, right? Al. A él. So, a él becomes al, because you cannot say a él, right?
No. ¿Vas a el concierto mañana?
No. Yeah, no.
So, yeah, you have the concert, al concierto.
Concierto, well, it's the same as concert.
Concierto mañana, which is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Mañana.
¿A cuál?
Which one? So, this word a, cuál, it's just a phrase, right?
Yeah, it's one. Which one?
Which one?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Al de la banda del pueblo en la plaza.
All right, now we have this word again, al. Again, it's the same contraction, a el. And then we have the local band. Band is banda, right?
Yes.
And what about this word, pueblo?
Banda del pueblo, it means that it's the local band. But this word, pueblo, it also means the people.
Or the town.
Exactly.
So it's not like the local rock band, right?
No.
It's like the traditional music.
Exactly, more like the folklore band, you
okay.
know.
Okay. Yeah. And then we have the key word, plaza.
Yes, because they're gonna play en la plaza.
All right, so we mentioned this is the word square.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Moving on to the next line.
¿Qué va? Tocan muy mal.
¿Qué va? Again, this is a phrase.
Yes.
So it's like no way or saying no.
¿Qué va? Means like not really.
Not really. Yeah, you don't believe it.
Exactly.
So, for example, I can ask you, Liliana, did you buy that house in Miami?
So I said, ¿qué va? Está cara.
No way. It's too expensive.
Exactly.
All right. Now we say, tocan muy mal. Now we have a verb here.
Mm-hmm. It's a verb, tocar.
Tocar, which is to play.
Yes.
Right?
But remember that tocar can be to play and to touch.
Right. Okay. So you can touch somebody as well. Tocar. Mm-hmm. Muy mal. Very badly.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then, ja, ja, ja. You know, remember that in Spanish we laugh with jaja.
With J.
Yes.
We laugh in Spanish.
Exactly.
All right.
And it's not ja-ja-ja-ja-ja.
No, ja-ja.
No. And he says, qué mala eres.
Qué mala eres. You're so mean.
Mm-hmm.
You're so mean. Now we have the verb ser, eres. All right. And this is an irregular verb, ser o estar, right?
That's right.
So you are mean. You ser. You use a verb ser.
Yeah, because you're describing how she is, right?
Right.
So, qué mala eres.
Very good. Let's listen to this dialogue again 3 times.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Vas al concierto mañana?
¿A cuál?
Al de la banda del pueblo en la plaza.
¿Qué va? Tocan muy mal.
Qué mala eres.
Second time.
¿Vas al concierto mañana?
¿A cuál?
Al de la banda del pueblo en la plaza.
¿Qué va? Tocan muy mal.
Qué mala eres.
Third time.
¿Vas al concierto mañana?
¿A cuál?
Al de la banda del pueblo en la plaza.
¿Qué va? Tocan muy mal.
Qué mala eres.
All right, we're back. So, Liliana, about these plazas, the plaza or square. Actually, in English, we say plaza as well,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, you know, it's very, as you say, it's very common to find in Latin America the main plaza. Mm-hmm. And usually you have the main plaza, you have with the church, and it's very traditional. Mm-hmm. Actually, my father was telling me that back in his days, the plaza usually had a lot of musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So you would go to like walk and sit in a bench with a girl you liked, and then you would hire the musicians. And just
to
like
play for you.
Yeah, yeah. So he said that it was very common, that that's actually when he decided to go to Mexico City to work, because he realized that the musicians were very expensive. So he never had money to like, you know, pay the musicians for like the nice girls. So
wow. Yeah, the plazas are very interesting. And usually, like you say, they have a church. And what I remember about these squares is they also have entertainers, like people that are juggling or telling jokes.
Yes.
Or there's always a crowd there, always, mm-hmm. no matter where it is. And usually the government palace is right there as well, right?
Yeah, the city hall, that's true.
City hall. So, yeah, it's very nice. It's very European, though. It's very Spanish.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're listening to us from iTunes, remember that this is our newbie lesson, so this lesson is completely free. So be sure to come to our website and sign up for a 7-day free trial where you have access not only to these newbie lessons, maybe they're too easy for you, but also intermediate, advanced, or even our media videos. We have great videos.
Yes.
All right, so we'll see you guys there.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.